This radio program comes to you thanks to millions of young men in uniform, Americans fighting overseas. The Treasury Salute. This is a program of the United States Treasury, your Treasury, reminding you for the fifth time in this war, you save and serve when you buy war bonds. And you salute with us a hero of this war, Seaman First Class Johnny David Hutchins, winner of the Medal of Honor. The Treasury Salute, starring Betty Gard with John Gibson, Will Gear, Brett Morrison, and David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra.
For extraordinary heroism and conspicuous valor above and beyond the call of duty while serving aboard a landing ship tank during the assault on Lye, New Guinea, September 5th, 1943. As the ship on which Hutchins was stationed.
Thus began the Medal of Honor citation signed by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, memorializing the deed of Johnny Hutchins, Seaman First Class of the United States Navy, who ended his life in making humanity richer, which was very wonderful considering that Johnny started life with nothing, just plain nothing. On September 5th of last year, Johnny Hutchins, age 21, stood in the pilot house of his LCT boat. His eyes and the eyes of the helmsman were fastened upon the distant shore where violence lay. The right and left of the mother craft moved with them. Below them in the ship stood men and materiel, tanks and trucks, precious cargo for battle.
Johnny, keep an eye peeled for floating mines.
I'm watching. When are we due to hit shore?
We got 5 minutes.
Boy, we're landing right in the middle of it.
As yet unknown to these two, a hostile torpedo is aimed with deadly accuracy at the approaching landing craft. So before that moment comes, let us look into the heart of Johnny Hutchins, the son of a Texas sharecropper who never knew an easy day, who fought all his life for things that come easy to most of us. At 16 years of age, he'd already put in 9 hard years in the field working with his father to earn $3 a day, working in the boiling sun, plowing, harrowing, hoeing.
I guess it's about enough for today, Johnny.
I'll finish up this row.
Yeah, you're tired, ain't you?
Fella's always got just a mite more strength if he puts himself to it.
Come Sunday, we got to fix the roof again. Good rain washed out the way it is now.
Wish we had a good house. I keep thinking about a good house. A real good one that's painted up and got a good roof and enough room so as we don't have to be so crowded in together.
Can't build a new house, and the best we can make is $3 a day, Johnny.
Dad, how's it come some folks as rich as anything, and some of us is just plain poor?
Yeah, that's the way things are.
No, that's the same as saying there's nothing anyone can do about. We're good folks. I'm proud of what we are. But why do we have to be poor?
Well, these are hard times, Johnny.
Was we any richer when it weren't hard times?
Guess not. Leastways, not much.
Then it's something else. I'm going to talk to Ma about it.
She's good figuring things out.
If there ain't something to work for, what's the use of a man working? If I think of a new house, then it's something I'm working for. Anyway, that's the way I see it.
Sounds pretty to hear Jim Hawks play the fiddle. It's a nice night for fiddle playing.
You going to walk over to the Hawks's?
No, I thought I'd sit here in the rocker. My feet hurt. You tired? What's the matter, son?
Been thinking?
About what?
Mom, I could go away to the CCC camp if I wanted.
Your dad needs you here.
You learn things there, same as in school. And the money'd be more, too. We need money if we're going to buy a new house.
Yep. Takes money.
I'm thinking of going there, Mom.
You figured out it's the best way?
Yes, I have.
All right, Johnny. We'll be missing you.
What part of Texas you from, Johnny?
Near East, Barnard. Got a farm there. Sharecropping.
I never been on a farm. This CCC camp's the first fresh air I've ever had that I can remember.
Ever figure out what you're gonna be?
Sure. Architect. My brother's one. How about you?
Farmer, I guess. Only a real farmer. Joe, someday I'm gonna have a house that's painted white and got a good roof and a porch. And room enough inside for my family. I just never think about anything else. My family's going to live right.
Well, maybe after the war I'll design one for you.
After what war? We ain't in no war.
Yeah, there'll be one, though. You watch. If we don't stop that there guy Hitler, there won't be no white houses for you or me, or any education for any of us.
I wouldn't like that. Ain't no one going to stop me. I've been thinking about it too long. Ever since I was a kid, I've been dreaming about that house. And no one is gonna stop me. Nor anyone that don't want to be poor anymore.
While Johnny Hutchins dreamed and 100 million others dreamed of things they wanted in this world, the invader marched in Europe and his steps echoed in America. And in the Pacific, a belligerent nation poised to strike and one day struck.
I'd like to join the Navy, sir.
Name?
Johnny Hutchins.
Full name?
Johnny David Hutchins.
Occupation?
Farmer.
Farmer? What do you want to join the Navy for?
I don't live far from the Gulf, and I've always liked ships. Besides, I'd like to get over there quick.
You really want to fight, don't you?
Yes, sir. I don't like the way those Japs broke things up. All those ships and houses. Dear Mom, I'm writing this letter from some place I can't name. Looks like there'll be something happening soon. Anyway, I'm on what's called an LCT boat. The Pacific Ocean is a big place with a lot of islands, and we got to take them back from the Japs. I don't know where we're going, but I'll write you as soon as we come back. Save what you can out of the money I'm sending. Maybe we can have our house when I come home. Your son, Johnny.
And at that secret hour which Johnny could not state in his letter, at that point of battle which Johnny could not mention, his LCT boat heads for the point of contact. And out from the shore comes an enemy torpedo aimed with deadly accuracy. As yet, they have not seen it.
Keep an eye peeled for floating mines.
I'm watching. When are we due to hit shore?
We got 5 minutes.
Boy, we're landing right in the middle of it.
Hey, look! Dead ahead, it's a torpedo! Swing the ship!
Hey! See the helm! Can't you hear me? Get up! I can't move! That shell, I got to swing the ship! That torpedo! I got to do it! Come on, Johnny! Just a little more effort.
Fully aware of the dire peril of the situation, Hutchins, although mortally wounded by the shattering explosion, quickly grasped the wheel and exhausted the last of his strength in maneuvering the vessel clear of the advancing torpedo. Still clinging to the helm, he eventually succumbed to his injuries. His final thoughts concerned only with the safety of his ship, his final efforts expended toward the security of his mission.
Go on, Mother. Read the last sentence.
He gallantly gave his life in the service of his country. Signed, Franklin D. Roosevelt, President of the United States.
The letter from the Navy, Mother, said said we'd get some money because Johnny was insured. They sent us $475 right off to begin with.
I know.
Johnny's a hero. Seems funny, doesn't it? And you think of him hauling out in the field a while back, and now, why, he's a hero. Johnny Hutchins, hero.
When that money comes, we're buying a house. Same kind of house Johnny would have bought for us. Johnny's house. That's what Johnny fought for. I know what was in his heart.
That's the story of a hero. A story of a man's life, the spinning out of a thread that was strong with a single idea. Johnny Hutchins was great, in that good and homely way that Lincoln was, and Nathan Hale and Ben Franklin. But he knew what made life worth living and worth dying for. There's an epilogue to this story, a continuation of Johnny, a way that he can fight on for other houses, for other people, and education, and all the things he believed in. The epilogue took place on May the 2nd of this year. The fighting ship, a destroyer escort on that day, was poised for launching. The ship was named for the son of a Texas sharecropper, a boy who gave much and only wanted little.
I christen thee the USS Johnny Hutchins.
Salute Seaman First Class Johnny Hutchins, American hero. Today, as the war reaches the height of its fury, our fighting men know that they've got to work harder, fight harder, to keep pressing the attack harder and harder upon the enemy. What is fairer, then, than for Uncle Sam to ask us to buy more than before in this fifth war-long drive? As this war reaches its climax, it not only calls for heavier sacrifices on the part of our fighting men, but it calls for more support from the home front by buying more bonds than before in this fifth war-long drive. And if you ask yourself this question, how can I afford it? Answer it with this one. How can I afford not to? Back the attack. Buy more than before in the fifth war loan. The United States Treasury thanks Betty Garr, John Gibson, Will Gear, Brett Morrison, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Forrest Barnes and directed by Paul Lewis. The music was conducted by David Brookman. This is Step Corning speaking. Thank you.